Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. Says, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. This is God, through Isaiah, talking specifically about the temple, and God calling the temple, where his glory dwells, a house of prayer. Now, the implications of this, as we think about our lives, centuries after God said this through Isaiah, are huge. So there are pictures we see in the New Testament of both our bodies as a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the church is described as a temple. When you hear church, don't just think building, like physical building of a temple in the Old Testament. Think the people of God, like a local church, as the temple, as the place where his glory dwells, that people who gather together. And so just staying there for a moment, this is something that should mark us as the church. When we gather together for worship to behold and declare the glory of God, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, when once a week we set aside this time together, there is a real sense in which that time should be saturated with prayer. Like, we're a people of prayer. When we get together, we pray. And so I think about the church I'm a part of, and I want us to be a house of prayer. And we've got so much room to grow in that area. And we want to grow in that area. And we're working to grow in that area. And I would just encourage us all, when we think about the church, the gathering of God's people, let's be a people of prayer. Prayer doesn't need to just be supplemental to us, like a transition between songs or something we kind of do here or there for a little bit. Just so little of our time spent in prayer. We need to spend a lot of time in prayer. Pleading before God, praising God, confessing sin to God. Prayer should saturate us as his people. We are, in that sense, a house of prayer. And then individually, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. So surely this picture applies to us, that our bodies are to be houses of prayer, that we're to be individuals, men, women, students of prayer who are communing with God constantly. That's the beauty, right? We don't have to go to a certain place like they would go in the Old Testament in order to behold and declare and worship the glory of God, like the temple. Like, Jesus has made a way for us to have direct access to God right now. Right where you are, at your workplace, at your home, in your car, running along the side of the road, whatever you are doing, wherever you are, you have the opportunity to commune with God. So we pray then, like right now, oh God, we come into your presence, wherever we are, through prayer, through the blood of Jesus Christ, who's made this privilege possible. We pray to you and we ask you, God, make our lives houses of prayer. May we be a prayerful people. God, help us from the moment we rise in the morning to prioritize time with you in concentrated ways, whether it's morning or the evening or some other time, and then in continual ways, God, help us to pray continually, to walk with you all day long in prayer. Help us to constantly commune with you. And then, oh God, when we gather together as the church in our local churches, help our local churches to be houses of prayer. These gatherings of your people, may they be saturated with prayerful crying out to you, desperation for you, worship of you. Oh God, make us people of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.